All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is on importance of truth. And we have some guests coming in. We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. We have my brother, Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. We have Lady Faima, the sister of Madam Ottawa. Councillor Fari, and we have some great music coming up for you guys. We have King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. We have Ghost. We have Jesus Jones, Chris Knoll, and Talisk. So stay tuned, everyone. We're going to have a great show coming up for you guys. And so we're going to play King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Gila Monster. So let's have a listen to that and get on with the show. So here goes.
Fire!
right, we're back. That was Kin Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and the song was called Gila Monster. And we welcome everyone from all over the world, all our brothers and sisters from Australia, England, Russia, Ukraine, Africa, Japan, Australia, wherever you guys are, we welcome you. Thank you for tuning in, listening. We thank people from down in California, our listeners down there, and South America, New Zealand, wherever you guys are, we really appreciate you tuning in and listening. And so before we start off, we're going to do some deep breaths, and we're going to do what our brother Wegedesk taught us how to do. We're going to take three deep inhales and exhales, and we're going to invite positivity into ourselves and let go of all the negative thoughts and energies that we build up through the week. So on 1, 2, 3, so refreshing. Awesome part of our show, just to bring in some good positive energy, oxygen, let it hit your brains and go through your body, fill you with life, and prepare you for some of our topics that we have. Some of them are pretty strong, some of them are tough, and some of it's like the truth. Like our subject today is on importance of the truth, and sometimes it can be pretty scary. It can be pretty tough to face up to the truth, but it's what we need for healing. It's what we need to face from time to time, just to deal with issues that we've gone through, whether it be just traumas of all sorts. And once we start to realize them and come face to face to them and be able to let them go, that's part of the healing process. So we wish everyone out there listening, and myself too. I always like to face up to some of the truths that have gone on through this life. And in the past, we have to face those ugly truths sometimes, but it's very necessary if we want to get by them, pass on into some good positive energy and create some humanity in ourselves and those around us. So, yeah. So we're going to carry on with the show. We weren't able to get a hold of our brother, so we wish him the best wherever he is out there. Stay safe. And we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to get to our next guest, which will be the president of Minnetonka Park Association. And we're going to play a song for her, and it's from Ghost, and it's called Phantom of the Opera. And this is a tribute song of Iron Maiden, one of my old favorite bands of long ago. And yeah, this is pretty fantastic. So listen in and enjoy. Thank you. was a good song. All right, ladies and gentlemen, from all over the world, we welcome you, and we have on the line our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. We just listened to the song called Phantom of the Opera, and it was sung by a group called Ghost. So, lovely. Welcome. How are you doing?
I hope everyone's blood is pumping. Yeah, I'm really well, thank you.
It's so beautiful outside.
Yes, yes. I hope people out there are getting a chance to get some fresh air today because it's gorgeous. I mean, there's smoke and stuff too, but it's a beautiful day.
Yes, it sure is. And yeah, we have a subject today, and it's on the importance of truth. And
yes.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you on that.
Yeah, it's such an important topic and important thing, because more and more we're in a world just full of information coming at us from all different angles, and information doesn't necessarily mean truth, and it's very confusing. It can be very confusing, but and the word truth has different meanings to different people now. Like, you know, they throw the word around, like a lot of times it gets thrown around when people are invested in being right about something, like, that's my truth. But you know what I mean? Like it gets wrapped up into other things. But, you know, for me, truth in its pure form, in its really true deep form, it fosters, the thing I love about it is from that it fosters personal integrity, and it can build trust between people and an invitation to create meaningful relationships, because otherwise we're building relationships on sand, you know, and not facing the truth. I love what you were saying earlier too, because, you know, it's hard to face the truth sometimes, you know, like sometimes facing the truth is quite easy, but when there's a lot of, you know, when it's deep or important or big, it's hard to face the truth. It can feel very scary, as you were saying. But not facing the truth or keeping secrets, although they can feel safer in the short run, they undermine us both personally and relationally. So people and societies can make clear and meaningful decisions when it's built on the truth, you know? So...
Yeah.
And also sorry, I'm really talking a lot today. The other part, where it's really challenging and difficult, putting light on the truth, although it's really scary and it does require courage, it's like putting light on something, because it allows grief and shame, like sometimes there's other feelings with it too, grief or shame or injustice it allows all of that to become freed. And it's still a road to go, but it begins the process of, it can open the door to a process of repair, you know, and health. So there's so many pieces attached to it too, you know, courage and listening deeply and everything too as part of it. But
well, one of the things what came to my mind as I was coming up with this subject and stuff, it reminded me of that line in the movie with Jack Nicholson when he says, "The truth, you can't handle the truth."
And, yeah,
and
well,
it's true.
Sometimes there is a lot. Yeah, like
it's very true, like, because a lot of us.
Yeah.
You know, we have to face that big monster.
Right.
And, many people, like, we'd rather, like, hide it and stay away from it as long as we can. And the thing is, eventually we got to deal with it, because that monster will come out and it'll jump out at the worst time.
Yeah. And it also is like a bit of an infection of sorts. It eats away at us internally. If you know, it feels safe to not do it, but at the same time, the monster kind of eats away at us otherwise. So, I really like what you're saying there. It's just,
Yeah, we have to gather our strength as we're, you know, getting ready to face it. And it doesn't mean, you know, we have to just like face everything all at the same time, because, you know, we couldn't handle it anyway. There's no way.
Our brain
would just literally shut down.
Explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree.
We have to be able to be in a safe situation to like open it up and be able to close
right.
it back up.
That's true. Like the idea of having support around in doing it is a good idea, because truth is a daunting, it can be very daunting otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the reasons why I brought it up was I found it very helpful once I found out the truth of, you know, what happened to my people through the residential school and what mm-hmm. they faced and gone through. And just learning that, the truth, it really helped me to understand myself and also, you know, those that went through it. I'm so proud of my parents that, you know, they were able to accomplish and survive through all that and you know, produce me and my brothers and, you know, my family and be there. And it just like I used to have a resentment, and that just kind of like faded all away and just turned to something positive where, you know, I can take a lot of positive outlook towards my parents and those people that, you know, went through that horrific condition of of that situation. And so when I was able to grasp onto that truth, it really did spark some healing.
But it seemed to really shift things once you really understood that, like you had a better understanding because of the truth coming out.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, all these things that we've gone through and faced, eventually, you know, it's good for us to look back and search for that truth, because in the long run, it's going to help us. And it's much mm-hmm. like what we're going through in humanity right now, you know, with all
you
these wars and corona and just all the negativity that's going on. We should be learning from history. We should remember all the things that have gone on in the past, because when you remember the past, you can stop the past from being repeated.
Yeah, the true learning can happen by remembering and having that truth, having the truth revealed too. Yeah, for sure. And I really see that as part of human evolution, is that, you know, the more that we can face that and then remember, the greater the chances we'll be able to make that evolutionary next leap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's our goal. That's our goal, is to create a more positive, better world. And you know, we should be a shining example for the rest of the universe, not be looked down on when they look at us, for wherever they are out in the universe, you know, just as we watch the skies and the stars and planets and all that, there's got to be something out there looking back at us too. So you know, it's one of the things that we can, you know, feel responsible and just be a blessing to people around us, to be a blessing to our family, friends, and even, you know, people that we don't know, strangers.
We can have every single person, like all the people listening now and ourselves, it's like we can have a lot more impact in even simple gestures, like simple kindnesses and stuff too. you know?
Absolutely. We just create a domino effect of positivity. And sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit. And we and the counselor Fari, she was so empowering, and she was always like empowering people to realize that, you know, we can make a difference. We just got to be able to use our voices and use our actions and create positivity, and it really does work. It creates light in this world. And opens up our minds to humanity.
You know, that's right. It's human beings, I think we can create a contagiousness, and it can be through the negative or it can be through the positive or neutral. But the positive is very contagious. And I think people are, I think there is a thirst for it too, because I even noticed I was in that parade last weekend, the May Day parade.
Yes.
And people were so excited to be part of just this celebratory thing that was quite simple in some ways. You know, I mean, it was a lot, but it just to see families and children connecting, and I think people are thirsting for some joy and positive interaction.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're so blessed that we're able to bring it and show it and share it. And I really appreciate you for coming on.